Why did you decide that you wanted to run for mayor of Keokuk?
Well, I love Keokuk. I'm a lifetime resident. I've lived here all but 8 years of my life, done business here or been in business for 38 years. I retired. The time seemed right. I still feel I'm young enough that I can do the work and not so old that I'm going to wear out. And so I just felt like the time was right and it was now, and I'm excited about it.
What are the qualities, those traits, those experiences that you would bring to the mayor's office?
Well, I've been a past president for many organizations in this area, civic organizations. I am a past president of the Independent Insurance Agents of Iowa, which is 7,000 members. And I'm comfortable in front of people. I'm comfortable talking to people. I've lobbied in Washington, D.C. on behalf of my association, and I've also lobbied in Des Moines, so I feel comfortable talking to politicians. I feel like it's a natural fit for me to move into this position and become mayor.
What do you see as the role of the mayor? That's obviously a part-time position now with the city administrator. What is that role? How would you define it for the mayor here?
Well, I think the mayor needs to be actively a proponent for Keokuk. I think it's important that I'm leading the way in promoting Keokuk. I feel that the mayor's a facilitator. They run the council meetings. They set the agendas. I think that's something that I can do well. And I think that the mayor is going to be the face that represents Keokuk. And I feel like I am one of the biggest fans of Keokuk there is, and I'm excited to be that face if I can be.
Obviously, I mean, the city administrator handles a lot of the day-to-day activities. Would there be a couple of areas, or what would you focus on? Would there be kind of certain areas that you would focus more of your attention on if mayor?
Well, first of all, I am extremely excited about the city administrator running this city. I think Aaron's doing a wonderful job, and he just got a great award as the city administrator of Iowa of the year, and that's tremendous. I would work with him in any way he needs me to. I think he's got Keokuk going in the right direction, and I would love to be a part of that team. It's exciting to me.
Do you think that it's the right position to have the mayor as being a part-time, really even that quarter-time post, or do you think that it should go back up to being more hours for the mayor along with the city administrator?
Well, I can tell you that from my personality, it'll be a lot more than part-time just for me. But I do think this is the right direction to go, and I've discussed it with people. The city administrator has so many of the ability to find grants, to find money, to manage this much more than someone that has no experience doing that. So I would rather have the money funneled into us hiring a quality city administrator than the mayor getting that money. I think it's well spent, and obviously by his getting that award, it was well spent money for Keokuk.
Right now, what do you think is the direction of Keokuk?
I'm excited. I think people are getting involved. They're getting excited about making Keokuk beautiful, Keokuk Pride. The school system started the K-Pride. I think the city's picking up on that and going forward. I think Keokuk is starting to attract younger people coming to town, which is important. But we also need to try to keep our jobs here. We need to create more jobs or find jobs. But most important to me, we need to make sure we keep the jobs we have in town here.
When it comes to looking ahead, you kind of mentioned jobs. Maybe this is, maybe it isn't. What do you see as the biggest challenge facing Keokuk, and how would you approach it if you were the mayor?
Well, one thing Keokuk's doing is the impression when a company comes to Keokuk, when they walk into town and if the streets are crumbling and there's old buildings and dilapidated buildings there, it doesn't give them a good impression of Keokuk. It's important that we're going the direction we are and trying to clean Keokuk up, to beautify it, to make sure that it looks attractive to others. And that's very important.
Obviously, it sounds then like, I mean, you don't have a vote. The mayor does not vote in Keokuk, but you're part of the setting the agendas and such. It sounds like something that you agree with is the idea of continuing to put more money into dealing with dilapidated buildings, vacant properties. Is that something that you think you'd like to see continue if you were mayor?
Absolutely. I think it's very important. It's critical to how we feel about our community as citizens. How people outside of our community feel about us is getting rid of that blight of buildings. I think we're starting a comprehensive plan to fix our streets, which is a second important thing. That's very important to me. We have a cultural and entertainment district. I think that attracts young people and sends a great message to people. We have the Rand Park Band, the band's stadium, podium, and that's a good positive thing. We've got a lot of good things happening, yes.
Another issue that's been before the city and kind of in that same realm, do you think it was the right idea to give more time to deal with the church on at the corner of 4th and High Street? Do you think that that was a good idea?
Well, my feelings are is that if the money is there, we know the money is there, and we're comfortable that the work will be done, I am okay with giving someone time. It seems to me that this is kind of drug out for a while. I don't know that the money has appeared. They better do something soon, or the building's going to fall down and hurt somebody, and that concerns me. And so I feel like if I am not familiar with what's happening there, I don't know where the money is, but if there's not any money available and it doesn't look like something's going to happen in the next 6 months or within the next year, I think it's time that we probably don't give that more time.
Has there been an issue that the city council has decided or the city has done in the last year or so that you really maybe really support, like that was a great idea, or, you know, maybe that wasn't the best idea that the city could have done? Anything stand out to you like that in the last year or so?
Hiring a city administrator, which was 2015, was the best thing we ever did. I think I'm very, very convinced of that. I just like the initiatives we've got in finding money to clean up the community. I think it's been great. I think that's something that we can be proud of. Other than that, nothing really stands out. There's so many things that I have opinions on, but it's hard for me that I'm not an insider. I haven't been in the decision-making part of it. So I don't have a strong feeling either way until I get into there and start looking at all of the issues.
One of the recent developments that the city did is they brought down an entertainment barge from the Quad Cities. It's parked along the riverfront. What would you like to see with that property?
Well, the first thing is I wasn't a part of that decision. However, it's here. I think we need to be positive about it. I think we need to find ways to make it work for the city. I think there's probably people that were in the decision-making that have some ideas. I'm willing to listen to them. I think that's important. But the positive thing is it's there. Let's make the best of it, and let's move forward with it.
You mentioned the idea earlier of lobbying and the organizations you've been a part of. It seems that as mayor, I mean, you're working not only with just Keokuk, but also reaching out to neighboring communities, that kind of regional approach. Have you thought about opportunities that you could see for maybe a regional approach where helping Keokuk could benefit others and helping others could benefit Keokuk?
Well, it's no question that we're not an island here, Keokuk. And I'm also have been a past board member for the Lee County Economic Development Group. I'm on Southeast Iowa Regional Planning Commission. So I am a part of the region. Even if I'm mayor, I've been very active in being a part of this region. So I'm very interested in that. I've had people come to me and talk to me about regional tourism, Iowa, Illinois, Missouri. I think anything that helps us helps the area. And I'm very much in favor of regionalism and trying to get people to work together.
City council meetings are on closed circuit TV, but just the business part. Do you think the city is open, especially being somebody that's not a part of city government? What do you think on that?
Well, I've always felt like if I really had a concern, I could go to someone in the city and talk to them, and they would always visit with me and explain what they're doing. I've never felt that if I had an interest that I would be denied any information that I wanted. So, no, I think they've been fine. I think I'm very pleased with their transparency.
Any other issues out there? Maybe you've been talking to people as you've been campaigning. Maybe something else your own. Other issues that are on your radar that you would want people to know about?
Well, when I do talk to people, the issues that comes up are roads, beauty of Keokuk, what are you going to do with the boat, and what about jobs and economics? And I think we've touched on all those. And so, no, the people have been very forthcoming with me, and I've enjoyed the questions because every time I get a question, then I give an answer, then I have to go back and say, did I say the right thing? But I think I've only been campaigning seriously for about 2 weeks, and it's been fun.